the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Well, good morning. A very warm welcome to our worship this morning. It's good to have so many of you here. It's been a while since we've had this kind of joyful chaos for baptisms on a Sunday morning, but we're glad. It's good to be able to make new Christians today, as we are in these little ones. All us here, I think. I can see Ada. I can see Lawrence. I can see Alexander's dad, so I'm hoping that he's there amongst them all. So welcome. Lovely to have you all with us. And do come and spend some time together in the centre for refreshments after the service. I've got some bands to read before I forget. I've published The Bands of Marriage between Luke Benjamin Lewis Petman and Chloe Victoria Levitt of this parish, between Christopher Mark Walker and Nicola Ann Stoner of this parish, between Lee Anthony Moore and Kirsty Mary Egan of this parish, and between Mark Neil Jubb and Angela Jane Sellers, also of this parish. These are for the first time of asking, if any of you know any reason in law why these persons may not marry each other, you are to declare it now. God raised Jesus Christ from the dead and sent the Holy Spirit to recall the whole world to himself. In baptism, we die to sin and rise to newness of life in Christ. Here we find rebirth in the Spirit and set our minds on his heavenly gifts. As children of God, we are continually created anew as we walk the path of faith and feed on the forgiveness of his healing grace. Let us pray. Almighty Father, who in your great mercy gladden the disciples with the sight of the risen Lord, give us such knowledge of his presence with us that we may be strengthened and sustained by his risen life and serve you continually in righteousness and truth. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues at Damascus, so that if he found any who belonged to the way, men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Now, as he was going along and approaching Damascus, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" He asked, "Who are you, Lord?" The reply came, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But get up and enter the city, and you will be told what you are to do." The men who were travelling with him stood speechless because they heard the voice but saw no one. Saul got up from the ground and though his eyes were open, he could see nothing. So they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. For 3 days he was without sight and neither ate nor drank. Now there was a disciple in Damascus named Ananias. The Lord said to him in a vision, Ananias, he answered, here I am, Lord. The Lord said to him, get up and go to the street called Straight, and at the house of Judas look for a man of Tarsus named Saul. At this moment he is praying, and he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and lay his hands on him so that he might regain his sight. But Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much evil he has done to your saints in Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priest to blind all who invoke your name. But the Lord said to him, go, for he is an instrument whom I have chosen to bring my name before Gentiles and kings and before the people of Israel. I myself will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name. So Ananias went and entered the house. He laid his hands on Saul and said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on your way here, has sent me so that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And immediately something like scales fell from his eyes, and his sight was restored. Then he got up and was baptized, and after taking some food, he regained his strength. For several days he was with the disciples in Damascus, and immediately he began to proclaim Jesus in the synagogues, saying, he is the Son of God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
May I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, what two songs would you choose to speak of your story? What two songs would speak of your story? One that you've received, perhaps one that was or is a parent's favourite or reminds you of maybe happy holidays, and one you'd like to pass on, one that speaks of your life. These are the two questions that those who are invited to share their inheritance tracts on Radio 4, Radio 4's Saturday Live, yes, I know it's all very middle class, they have to answer. Yesterday it was Gary Wilmot, do you remember him? It's always worth listening to, and you can find the archive on the iPlayer. And among past participants are footballers and authors, writers and musicians, journalists and actors. And each one shares both the song and the reason they chose it. What song have you received, and what song would you like to pass on? These questions are always around for me when we baptise. What do we want to pass on to Orla, to Ada, Lawrence and Alexander, the little ones to be baptised this morning? Little, or perhaps not quite so little, bundles of potential whom we hope one day will pass on their faith to their children, just as these mums and dads are doing today. This sense of passing on the faith from one generation to another is often what happens. Most of us will have received our faith from our parents. We then hopefully appropriate it for ourselves and then pass it on to the next generation. And along the way, of course, each generation discovers new insights and treasures to add to the family story. What have we received? What are we handing on? What are the inheritance tracts of our faith? Well, this morning's readings provide some clues. And from them, I offer three inheritance tracts that help tell the story of what it is to be baptized into Jesus Christ. The first is the story of the conversion of Saul, who became Paul on the road to Damascus. For it's a story we need to hear again and again and again, because it reminds us of how the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, is really for everyone. Saul was the most unlikely convert. He it was who was breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, as the reading put it, and yet he it was who becomes an instrument of God's redeeming love. It seems to me we need to remember his conversion because it helps remind us how easily we defend the faith as if we possess it, as if it's just for people like us. We all do it sometimes, all think that he or she is not the kind of people we want here. And yet Paul's conversion reminds us that the gospel is for everyone, whatever your background, whatever your experience. So I'd want to pass on to these little ones the track that sings of how no matter how their lives turn out, whatever wrong choices they make, and they will, just as we all do and have, they will always know that the good news of Jesus Christ isn't just for those who look the part, it is for everyone. So that's the first track. The gospel of Jesus Christ is for everyone. What of the second? Well, that comes from the first part of the gospel we've heard. And it's about how our vision for living is transformed in and through our faith in Jesus Christ. The gospel this morning is one of those mysterious encounters with the risen Lord on the lakeside. We imagine how his friends felt having been fishing and catching nothing. Jesus commands them to cast their net on the other side, and then they were not able to haul in the catch, it was so large. They probably couldn't believe their eyes. That image of nothing, then abundance from that day, captures our imagination and reminds us that faith in Jesus helps us see things differently, to see abundance even amid scarcity, to see hope even amid fear. Life with Jesus, as we all know, doesn't make life any less precarious or fragile, but it does help us to live well, to see our lives, precious as they are, as a gift from God, to be unwrapped over a lifetime. The Jesus in whom we encounter here, comes to us daily and helps us see things differently, helps refocus our often limited horizon on him, the infinite horizon. So that's the second inheritance track I'd want to pass on, that through life with the risen Jesus, we see things differently. He informs, he transforms our vision for living. And then the last inheritance track comes from that conversation between Simon Peter and Jesus, which reminds us that the gospel of Jesus Christ is all about love. Towards the end of the reading, we heard Jesus ask Peter three times, "Do you love me?" Why does he do that? Why does he ask, "Do you love me?" Well, I don't know for sure, I wasn't there, but one possibility is surely that Jesus is making sure that the message has got through, that the message of his life, death, and resurrection is all about love, and that if they were to follow him, costly though it would sometimes be, they would do so by loving as he has loved them. So the last of the inheritance tracks to pass on must be a love song. For our hope and prayer for these beloved little ones is that they know this love in their lives. It's revealed to them now, of course, in and through the love their parents, grandparents, family, and we, their friends, give them. But we hope too that in the years to come, as they appropriate the faith for themselves, this love will be revealed to them here at St. Mary's as a member of the body of Christ, where in our life together, we try to remember in all that we say and do that those who live in love live in God, and God lives in them. So, friends, three inheritance tracks to pass on to Alexander and Lawrence, to Ada and Orla. And we pray that they may always know that the gospel of Jesus Christ is for them, that the gospel of Jesus Christ can renew and expand their vision for life, and that the gospel of Jesus Christ is rooted and grounded in love. Amen. So the candidates and their parents and godparents are presented to the congregation. It's a wonderful moment. Would you stand, please, parents and godparents? Now then, what do we think? Do they look all right? But this first question is for all of us here. Faith is the gift of God to his people. In baptism, the Lord is adding to our number those whom he is calling. People of God, will you welcome these candidates and uphold them in their life in Christ?
With the help of God, we will.
Parents and godparents, these questions are for you. Parents and godparents, the church receives these children with joy. Today we are trusting God for their growth in faith. Will you pray for them, draw them by your example into the community of faith, and walk with them in the way of Christ? In baptism, these children begin their journey in faith. You speak for them today. Will you care for them and help them to take their place within the life and worship of Christ Church? Again, you're speaking for the little ones. In baptism, God calls us out of darkness into his marvelous light. To follow Christ means dying to sin and rising to new life with him. Therefore, parents and godparents, I ask, do you reject the devil and all rebellion against God?
I reject
it. Do you renounce the deceit and corruption of evil?
I renounce
it. Do you repent of the sins that separate us from God and neighbor?
I repent it.
Do you turn to Christ as Savior?
I repent
it. Do you submit to Christ as Lord?
I submit to Christ.
do you come to Christ, the way, the truth, and the life? Right. I'm going to come and sign each of them with the sign of the cross. Alexander's asleep. Excellent position to be in. Alexander, Christ claimed you for his own. Receive the sign of his cross. Ada, Christ claimed you for his own. Receive the sign of his cross. Lawrence, eating. Christ claimed you for his own. Receive the sign of his cross. Orla, wow. You were supposed to be small when you were getting baptized. That's the pandemic, isn't it? Orla, Christ claims you for his own. Receive the sign of his cross. So do not be ashamed to confess the faith of Christ crucified. And we say together, fight valiantly as a disciple of Christ against sin, the world, and the devil, and remain faithful to Christ to the end of your life. May Almighty God deliver you from the powers of darkness, restore in you the image of his glory, and lead you in the light and obedience of Christ. Amen. So we're going to go to the font. If everyone would like to stand, I think it'd be great. We're going to keep the parents and the little ones in their place, but if there are any youngsters who want to come and see what's going on, instead of all these backs of grown-ups, then that'd be great. I'll need to just hold on to that. So, I'm going to put some water in. And we have a prayer over the water, asking God to bless this water. Praise God who made heaven and earth, who keeps his promise forever. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give thanks and praise. Almighty God, whose Son Jesus Christ was baptized in the River Jordan, we thank you for the gift of water to cleanse us and revive us. Saving God, give us life. We thank you that through the waters of the Red Sea, you led your people out of slavery to freedom in the Promised Land. Saving God, give us life. We thank you that through the deep waters of death, you brought your Son and raised him to life in triumph. Saving God, give us life. Bless this water, that your servants who are washed in it may be made one with Christ in his death and in his resurrection, to be cleansed and delivered from all sin. Saving God, give us life. Send your Holy Spirit upon them. Bring them to new birth in the household of faith and raise them with Christ to full and eternal life. For all might, majesty, authority, and power are yours, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Brothers and sisters, I ask you to profess together with these candidates the faith of the Church. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe and trust in his Son, Jesus Christ?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe and trust in the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. So, where to go first? I think probably Orla's there. You might have to do the honours, Jess, or Dan, in terms of holding her. She gets too big. Now, I've only got a first name. What else do we want? Orla? Orla Rose Victoria. Right, come on then, lean forward a bit. Orla Rose Victoria. I don't need the Kelly bit. I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Wow. Actually, I'll do. May God, who's received you by baptism into his church, pour upon you the riches of his grace, that within the company of Christ's pilgrim people, you may daily be renewed by his anointing spirit and come to the inheritance of the saints in glory. Amen. Well done, you. Well done, you. Yeah, you want one of those?
Thank you.
Hey! Right, where next? Ada's awake. She's awake and not eating. Ada, come here. And what else have we got? Ada. Ada Elizabeth Artemis, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Cold, isn't it? I'm sorry, it's cold. May God, who's received you by baptism into his church, pour upon you the riches of his grace, that within the company of Christ's pilgrim people, you may daily be renewed by his anointing spirit and come to the inheritance of the saints in glory. Amen. Oh. There you go. A brief trauma. She's recovered. Two down, two to go.
Oh.
Right, you get it over and done with. Oh, Alexander, come along then. Oh, that's it, he's mine now, is he?
Yeah, there we go,
Alexander Thomas, wonderful. Alexander Thomas, not that Artemis wasn't wonderful. I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You big nasty man. May God, who's received you by baptism into his church, pour upon you the riches of his grace, that within the company of Christ's pilgrim people, you may daily be renewed by his anointing spirit and come to the inheritance of the saints in glory. Amen. That's his angry face. That's pretty cool. Right, last but not least, Lawrence. Right, Lawrence, come along. Lawrence,
what?
Xavier, that's right. Brilliant. Lawrence Xavier, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Wow. May God, who's received you by baptism into his church, pour upon you the riches of his grace, that within the company of Christ's pilgrim people, you may daily be renewed by his anointing spirit and come to the inheritance of the saints in glory. Amen. Brilliant. And Harvey. There we go. What else do I need to say here? Now, no, there is one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Ada, Lawrence, Alexander, Orla, by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body. We welcome you into the fellowship of faith. We are children of the same Heavenly Father. We welcome you. Right, how's that done then? So we'll go back to our seats and sit or kneel for our prayers of intercession.
In the power of the Spirit and in union with Christ, let us pray to the Father. O God, your Son remained with his disciples after the resurrection, teaching them to love all people as neighbours. As his disciples in this age, we offer our prayers on behalf of the universe in which we are privileged to live, and our neighbours with whom we share it. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of victory over death, your Son revealed himself again and again and convinced his followers of the glorious resurrection. Grant that we may know his risen presence so that we can care for the lambs of his flock in this our parish and wider community. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have given us a call for each one of us to be part of your process to change the world. We thank you that Peter and Saul, who were called by you, receive your strength as we seek to live out your calling for us. We remember those who have been called into election this week, for all candidates who will stand. Help us to make informed choices when voting for those who represent us on local council. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Creator God, we thank you for the example of leadership given to us by your Son. He showed his followers a new way to fish for disciples. We pray for the peoples of the world who are learning to do new things in their lives. We remember Ada, Orla, Lawrence and Alexander, who have begun their journey of faith today. Through the waters of baptism, we are called into a new life with your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. We give thanks for the gift and joy of baptism. And we ask your blessing upon their parents, godparents, grandparents, and all family and friends. By their encouragement, may all those who have been baptized shine as a light in the world, to the glory of God the Father. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Almighty God, you have called us to follow in the way of your risen Son and to care for those who are our companions, not only with our words, but with our acts of love. As we seek to be true friends of all, we pray for our families and friends and all our neighbours, remembering especially those areas where there are problems with relationships. Let us always be the ones to make the first step before reconciliation. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Gracious God, we remember this morning those who are sick, sad, or lonely, remembering especially those who have asked for our prayers. Ginny Camponi, Tom Heafy, Jeff Blowers, Sharon Clark, Beryl Laverick, Shane Simpson, Marjorie Wilkinson, and Christine Oates. Together with those in long-term care, Mary Metcalf, Margaret Burton, George Brown, Jennifer Mode, and Lynn Perry. May you be a strength in their weakness, a light in their darkness, and a peace in their time of trouble. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Creator God, through the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, you have freed us from the grip of death. We pray for those who have died and ask that you will be there through loving kindness to have mercy on their souls. Remembering especially from this community, Alan and Mavis Cross, Doreen Hoare, and Tom Harrison, who have recently died. And remembering the anniversary of John Rhodes. We remember all those who grieve the loss of a loved one, who miss their physical presence. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Almighty God, by your Holy Spirit, you have made us one with your saints in heaven and on earth. Grant that in our earthly pilgrimage, we may ever be supported by this fellowship of love and prayer, and know ourselves surrounded by their witness to your power and mercy, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
The risen Christ came and stood among his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." Then were they glad when they saw the Lord. Alleluia. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Risen Lord Jesus Christ, we believe you and all we have heard is true. When you break bread, may we recognize you as the fire that burns within us, that we may bring light to your world. Amen. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Almighty and Eternal Father, and in these days of Easter to celebrate with joyful hearts the memory of your wonderful works. For by the mystery of his passion, Jesus Christ, your risen Son, has conquered the powers of death and hell and restored in men and women the image of your glory. He has placed them once more in paradise and opened to them the gate of life eternal. And so, in the joy of this Passover, earth and heaven resound with gladness, while angels and archangels and the powers of all creation sing forever the hymn of your glory. You are holy indeed, the source of all holiness. Grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit and according to your holy will, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in the same night that he was betrayed took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me."
Great is the mystery of faith.
Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again.
And so, Father, calling to mind his death on the cross, his perfect sacrifice made once for the sins of the whole world, rejoicing in his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming in glory, we celebrate this memorial of our redemption. As we offer you this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, we bring before you this bread and this cup, and we thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. Send the Holy Spirit on your people and gather into one in your kingdom all who share this one bread and one cup, so that we, in the company of Blessed Mary, Philip and James and all the saints, may praise and glorify you forever through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. rejoicing in God's new creation, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. Hallelujah! Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Hallelujah!
Thank you.
Let us pray. Eternal God, our beginning and our end, preserve in your people the new life of baptism. As Christ receives us on earth, so may he guide us through the trials of this world and enfold us in the joy of heaven, where you live and reign, one God, for ever and ever. Amen.
Oh, my soul, praise.
How many candles have we got, Lynn?
4 candles.
Hey, there you go. She's always wanted to do that. There we go. There's 4 candles, and great, you're facing the congregation. You didn't need any prompting. Brilliant. Yeah, yeah. Last but not least. So, isn't it joyful, eh? God has delivered us from the dominion of darkness and has given us a place with the saints in light. You have received the light of Christ. Walk in this light all the days of your life. Shine as a light in the world to the glory of God the Father. God the Father, by whose glory Christ was raised from the dead, strengthen you by his life-giving Spirit to walk with him in the paths of righteousness and peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
With the power that raised Jesus from the dead at work within you, go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia.
In the name of Christ, amen. Alleluia.